Now, this same protector friend loomed before me, like the boogeyman kids fear before they learn real dangers. Was it all in my mind? Her threat? Her craft? Yes, Mycroft, it was. Remember, thou art mad. Am I? Indeed, thou art. Thou provest it often. If thou doubtest now, read over thy descriptions of this woman, from the insipid to here. Hexes and witchcraft. Would reason use these words? Would I? You are right, reader. Apologies. You corrected me about this once before. But sometimes, in this hazy present, I forget. Is that apology sincere? Sincere? Of course, dear master. All these labors are for you. If you are not satisfied, then act on it. How? Stop calling her a witch. Thy common biases are distraction enough without these fevered dreams. Say she, if thou must, but no more superstitions. Even thy barely enlightened patriarch was civilized enough to fear no witches. Follow his good example. I hesitate, reader. I find Thisbe's masks and layers difficult to describe already. It will be much harder without the frame through which I myself understand her, or tried to. But I will attempt, reader. I promise you my fragile, failing best. I'll bring Bridger back later, I pledged. In a week, a month, when this is over. If you don't know where the safe house is, then Dominic can't force it out of you. Thisbe laughed aloud. Mycroft, you just confessed you'd place J.E.D.D. Mason above even the Major. They'll have a far easier time forcing it out of you. Quit being stupid, Thisbe, Bridger piped up, glaring at her bold as day over my shoulder. Mamadol's hurt and the scary person might know about me. This isn't the time to be mad at Mycroft. Thisbe was all smiles in an instant, and the room filled with the scent of warmth and mothering. Bridger, honey, Mycroft and I both want what's best for you, but it's hard when Mycroft won't be honest with the rest of us. They're sincere, but they don't always know what's best. The Major rose from his die stool. Bridger's right this time, Thisbe. There's a shadow over your house. We can't let that fall over Bridger, whatever the cost. Thisbe flinched, a real flinch, as his reprimand reminded her how precariously things were teetering. Major, I asked, you had men on watch when Dominic came, yes? What did Dominic do? We all looked to Lieutenant Aymer, who was usually in charge in the Major's absence. The intruder ransacked the place pretty thoroughly, he answered, his tiny voice a few horrors lighter than the Major's, but still rich with experience. I'm sure it was clear a child has lived there a long time, and likes dolls. They took a lot, old drawings, books, a hairbrush, and they scanned things, took photographs, samples of dirt, swatches off the sofa, so they must have skin, and Boo's fur. My hairs too, I imagine, I added. I'll be questioned next. I was almost ready to laugh. You may be right, Thisbe. I have become the weakest link. No! Bridger dug his fingers into my uniform. Mycroft, you can't go away. I stopped myself mid-promise. I'll always come back. You know that. Even when I go away for little patches. He had no words for me, just wide, desperate eyes. Will Dominic tell J.E.D.D. Mason about this? Thisbe asked. Dominic? Not right away. Not after seeing the no-no box. Another glint of accusation in her eyes. No more secrets, Mycroft. What is the no-no box? Bridger shrank against me. It's bad. It's a box Bridger kept, with things in it from the trash that should never ever be miracled. A crucifix, a globe, a Buddha statue, a doomsday device from an old comic book, a devil mask, a toy bomb, some pictures of old paintings that show God or Satan, a black rubber ball. Why a ball? Thisbe asked it, looking from me to Carlyle, who was already lost in terrifying thoughts. Be happy, reader. You have the luxury of not believing in Bridger's power. To you, these possibilities are still abstract. I heard a little squeak from Bridger's throat and renewed my hug. Bridger thinks of it as a toy black hole. Bye-bye planet. There's also one of Cato's old science museum toys in there that's supposed to be a model of the Big Bang. The no-no box wasn't my idea, and I didn't encourage it, but I do think it's good for Bridger to think about how serious their powers are. If you thought it was a fine thing, why did you hide it from me? Thisbe snapped. I didn't want to talk about it, the child answered, sparing me the necessity. It's scary and I don't like it. Carlyle's fingers dug into the battered knit of his sensei's scarf. And Dominic has this box now? Complete with icons and crucifix? Possible disasters schooled through my mind. It's not proof of anything, but it will excite Dominic, a lot. I took a deep breath. But Dominic won't go to J.E.D.D. Mason with something touching on theology. Not until Dominic's 100% sure what's going on. That's probably why Dominic's gone missing, actually, to figure out before facing son maître again. You won't appreciate the gravity of it, but this is the first time since J.E.D.D. Mason was born that Dominic's gone missing like this. He won't show his face to them again until he's sure of what he's found. He? Thisbe repeated. Mycroft, isn't Dominic... I had not noticed my slip. What? Never mind. How long have you been involved with these people? Years? This isn't about me, Thisbe, I dodged. We need to get Bridger out of here. Not with you until you answer. Are you part of the cult? In his way, Carlyle tried to ask it gently. What? Carlyle brushed back his straying hair to bear a gentle, coaxing smile. There's a secret religious group going on here, yes? Are you part of it? No, I answered. Well, no. Thisbe took a grim pace closer. That's not an answer. I can't. The truth. I can't. The truth. By law, I can't. I nodded toward the sensei. My sensei is aware of everything, and keeping a careful watch on me, I... Shh! The major's hiss silenced all of us, and his fast gesture sent his men under the cover of a chocolate wrapper. Someone's at the inner door. Is someone there? Thisbe called, her voice musically loud to cover the footsteps as I helped Bridger to the closet. It's me, Thiz. It was Occam's voice, neither hostile nor friendly. He must have been just beyond the door, at the foot of the stairwell to the Mukta Hall above. I know you have someone in there with you. Thisbe was only half relieved to find it was her brother. Sorry, should have logged it. I haven't been listening in. I just came down. Look, Thiz, I give you every reasonable liberty, but we talked about this. When you bring danger on this bash, it has to stop. Thisbe shooed Boo toward me, the dog's fast breaths harsh in the hush. I know, Occam. This isn't anything dangerous. I'm being careful. Occam took a deep breath. True or false, whatever you're doing is making the investigators of the 710 list break-in more suspicious of this house? Thisbe hid behind the oil-rich cascade of her black hair. A little true. But I'm taking care of it. We're discussing changes to keep this from affecting the Bosch anymore. In a little while, it'll be totally cleared away, trust me. True or false? Occam asked again. You've brought our new sensei here 5 times in 3 days, and you've been lying about why. We within traded guilty glances. I don't think any of us realized we had been quite so clumsy. The conclave checks, Thisbe, he pressed. A sensei is not a safe mark for you. It's nothing like that. I didn't specify a that. Whatever you're doing, I don't care what it is, move it, postpone it, end it. I do not want to see that sensei back until someone who isn't you has a session scheduled, and I do not want more trackless people in this room." Carlyle and Thisbe traded frowns, but there was no good answer. "All right. Is that Mycroft in there with you?"
"Yes, it's just me, Member Occam,"
I answered, happy at this chance to screen the others. "I'm sorry, I should have..."
"Until this is over, Mycroft, you can't visit anymore, not even for the investigation. Work elsewhere."
"You need me," I cried. "I know these people. I know what you're facing. I'm your best chance at stability."
"Your advice is welcome. But while so many eyes are on us, you're the biggest danger here. We tried our best, but dozens of people from today's drill know enough to leak that something happened here. And frankly, I don't believe that Martin Guildbreaker, let alone J.E.D.D. Mason, can go anywhere without drawing the press eventually. Normally, I let you visit on condition that you're no threat to our work, but if the media catches Mycroft Canner here, you'll be a bigger story than Sniper."
"Canner?" Carlyle repeated it, half-voiced. "Mycroft? Canner?" I turned white. We had tried so hard, reader. Mycroft, never the dreaded surname. Not in front of this good innocent. 3 days of purloined trust. "You're Mycroft Canner?" Carlyle burst out. "The Mycroft Canner?" He searched the shadow of my hat for the telltale chunk missing from my right ear. I let him find it. I know, reader, when the avalanche can no longer be stopped. "They made Mycroft Canner a servicer?" "Shit, is the sensei in there?" Occam called through the door.
"Yes," Thisbe groaned. "Stay calm, Carlyle. Mycroft's not dangerous anymore."
He was already shaking.
"Not dangerous? Mycroft Canner?"
I gave Bridger my kindest smile through the crack of the closet door, then back to the far side of the room, keeping my empty hands where Carlyle could see them and my eyes on the floor.
"A servicer?"
Carlyle repeated.
"Servicers are supposed to be not...
He turned on me, more comfortable when he could point a finger.
You tortured 17 people to death. You videoed yourself vivisecting Mercer Mardy. You crucified your foster bapa. You dismembered a 13-year-old child and left them a limbless torso to freeze to death in the Arctic. Ibis Mardy was in love with you, and you beat them until they begged for death, then raped them and cooked and ate their arms and legs while they were still alive. Are you smiling?"
"Sorry." I try my best to remain expressionless during such outbursts. "Everyone has one among the 17 they think was worst. I guessed that Ibis would be yours."
"You ripped out their still beating heart and ate it."
"It stopped beating," I corrected softly. "I tried it 7 times, but I could never get the heart out fast enough. I think that art is lost now, in our peaceful age." Carlyle's breath sped as the passions of those days surged back. Carlyle would have been, what, 15 back then? Preparing to move from the Foster Bosch to campus, finding his vocation, that impressionable age when we first solidify our morals. I was formative for him then. The primordial evil of his personal creation myth, my grim 2 weeks, my rampage.
"Mycroft Canner!" He could not repeat the name without a shriek. "You're the worst, the most..."
Words failed, but he did not need them. "All Earth knows what I am."
"You were supposed to be gone, locked away somewhere, safe forever, or...
"Executed?" I finished for him. There was a Mycroft Canner once who would have swelled with pride knowing he had made a cousin call for blood. When the Hive leaders agreed to let Mason keep my sentence secret so the public could stop obsessing over the matter, you assumed I had been executed. Everybody did.
it never occurred to you they would conceal mercy. Carlyle had no more words, just horror and its siblings, panic, anger, fear.